last Saturday. Alabama News Network will have live coverage of the funeral starting at 11 a.m. Secretary of State John Merrill has announced he is ending his U.S. Senate campaign. In a statement, Merrill says that after former Senator Jeff Sessions announced he was running for his old seat, he realized, quote, a crowded Republican primary only benefits Doug Jones. He says he's honored by the support and looking forward to continuing to serve as Secretary of State. Community leaders mark the 64th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest with the dedication of a life-size bronze statue of the Civil Rights icon. The statue stands near Montgomery Plaza downtown where Parks boarded the once segregated city bus in 1955. And those are some of the top stories we're following this morning. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Cyber Monday at Mattress Firm ends today. Save up to $600 when you get a king bed for the price of a queen and a queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. It's your last chance to buy the perfect holiday gift, a Blankwell weighted blanket for just $69. Or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Queen mattress now just $299. Visit mattressfirm.com or a store near you for these unbeatable deals. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid on qualifying purchase. Doorbuster and high buy offers available while supplies last. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
The Home Depot is giving Santa's Workshop a run for its money with free power tools from top brands like DeWalt, Milwaukee, Rigid, Ryobi, and Makita. Buy a select power tool or battery kit from any one of these trusted brands and get another select tool from the same brand free. Even Santa can't beat that. Free select power tools from top brands only from the Home Depot Gift Center. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 2nd while supplies last.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Snow and ice covers New England down through the Appalachians. Boston, New York, and Philly all get their first sizable snow of the season.
The biggest thing people can do right now as it continues to snow is stay home.
Hundreds of millions of people may have had their text messages exposed online thanks to a database housing millions of private SMS text messages that was left open online for an extended period of time.
A Democratic presidential candidate for just 6 months, former Congressman Joe Sestak of Pennsylvania, dropped out yesterday.
Two people remain in critical condition after 10 were shot at the Bayou Classic college football game in New Orleans.
There were so many people out here who were unable to determine who was actually firing these shots at that time.
Starbucks has fired an employee in Kiefer, Oklahoma, who wrote the word pig on an Oklahoma police officer's hot chocolate.
I have my powers to protect me.
Top movie of the weekend, Frozen 2 broke the Thanksgiving record, taking in over $123 million.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. A couple of notes here. Any caller can get in this Sweetcrete Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweetcrete Farm Market. Diane is a winner from last week. Diane, you got to call me so I can hook you up. You were a first-time caller, so your name went in twice, and you won. Now, we have a special guest in the studio here, Joey Zahn.
Indeed we do.
The one and only Dr. Sam.
Yes, I love those drums.
Hey, Sammy, how are you?
Man, I'm doing fantastic, Dan, and you and Joey just do a magnificent show. I love listening to you when I'm out and about.
Oh, really? That means a lot coming from you.
Well, you guys are spot on, and your listeners are so intelligent, and I love the questions they ask all the time because it kind of keeps you guys on your toes, too.
Hell yeah.
Now, the only thing I have to say is, I hope everybody had a very happy Thanksgiving. I hope they have a great Merry Christmas, and don't forget the reason for the season. And if you, this is an unsolicited endorsement, for one of the absolute best barbecue, bar none, barbecues I've ever had in my life. And it was taken on the recommendation of Dan when you were talking about so tasty those
Boston
butts that you were talking about last week. So I went down and ordered one from Reed down at Sweet Creek, the world's best. And you know what? I said, there's just two of us, so we'll just do the butt this week. That was a couple of weeks ago. We got the ribs this past weekend.
Ooh. Those things fall off the bone, doesn't it?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I got the knife out, and I was going to move it, and they tore in half. I said, good God, Dan's not kidding. You know, listen, and he walked me through that cooker that he has back there, and I'm not going to give away any secrets either, no. But folks, I'll tell you. And at 65 and from down around Dothan and Elba, I have had some kind of fine ribs and butts. But Boston butts. But I will tell you this. Those were the best I ever put in my mouth. Reed, you did a magnificent job. God bless you and your support staff. Everybody's so sweet. They try to get everybody in and out and in and out. But they take time if you have a question, too. So I won't eat up any more of your time, but I will tell you this. Folks, put your order in. If it's hams or if it's Boston butts or if it's ribs and whatever he might be cooking. Now, I might hold back on the possum. I don't think he does any of that. That was Sheriff Clark down in Dothan that did the possum soup. You probably remember that. But anyway, go to Sweet Creek. They're fantastic. His meat is out of this world. Out of this world.
Did you eat your ribs in one sitting, or did you have some leftovers?
Well, there were so many ribs on that slab, we couldn't eat them in one sitting.
I tell you what I found is that those ribs, when you reheat them, are even better.
Yeah, they are.
Because it's like it soaks in the flavor into it.
Yeah, and you know, we had the, what was it, the sweet potato souffle. Woo, Vicky did a job on that. And also the green bean casserole and the dressing. It goes on and on. But we hope everybody had a big Thanksgiving, and we look forward to Christmas. I can't wait to see what he's going to put on the grill for that.
I tell you, Sam, I appreciate you an awful lot. I appreciate the kind words for Sweet Creek.
Well, it's just the truth, and believe me, I would have eventually tried it, but you sold me on such a mouth-watering, tasty, scrumptious, dilly-umptious meal that day that I went down there. You guys carry on, and God bless America.
Give me an applause here, my
friend. Oh, yes, another applause. Right. Yes.
Thank
you. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
for President.
Thank you, Sammy. I appreciate you a lot. Let's get back into the, those headsets got, I broke them and put it back together wrong. So let's go back to Morning Joe here. Really appreciate Sammy coming in and talking to us, sharing the good news on Sweet Creek Farm Market. And here, Morning Joe, Joe's going to be talking about stagecraft of Donald Trump going to Europe. Stagecraft.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Joe, you're right. That is what you've seen.
Happy birthday, Jonathan.
That is what we have seen, is that the Republicans have been unable to defend the president on the facts. So therefore, they've had to come up with convoluted explanations. You just heard a couple of them. You had the conspiracy theory from Senator Kennedy pushing that the U was Ukraine and not Russia who interfered with the 2016
election.
Didn't say
that.
Even though, of course, every U.S. intelligence agency, everyone says that it was Russia. And you have a president himself who is now refusing to cooperate in the probe. And let's not skip over this. So this, what we've seen here is the White House counsel in that letter yesterday night said that the White House would not participate. The president himself or a lawyer won't be there on Wednesday. They did leave the door open for perhaps future cooperation down the road in the proceedings. But what they're going to do is what they have done throughout the second part of the Mueller probe, and certainly from day one since Democrats took control of the House of Representatives with their own investigations and throughout this Ukraine matter. They're simply going to stonewall. They're not going to play ball. They're going to not cooperate. They're going to try to have the split screen image of the president overseas trying to conduct the people's business. His campaign likes the idea of him being on the road a lot in the weeks ahead, showing him that he's governing while the Democrats, in their views, are put back home playing politics and pursuing this impeachment matter. They're going to really try to up the stagecraft these next couple of days while he is in London, suggesting that he is the commander in chief.
Well,
he is the commander.
He is the commander in chief. This has been set for a decade. I mean, this—it's amazing. If Bill Clinton did it, it would be fine. And Bill Clinton suggested that that's what you need to do, is just kind of do your business like normal. But no, this is stagecraft. He's putting this all on, doing airs here.
Well, and it's also just like a Russian asset to get NATO European partners to pony up more money.
Yeah, oh yeah. Just, and because Russia loves that. They certainly want a stronger NATO. But if you listen to Democrats, they say he's tearing down NATO. That's just, I mean, these guys, up is down is up, left is right is left. Unbelievable. Okay. Now I want you to hear Morning Joe's rant about Republicans. Listen to this.
But Jonathan, let's segregate this between what Donald Trump is doing, which of course Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He has proven he puts his interests above that of the country, of that of the world. I mean, he comes first. We know that. Baked into the cake. Donald Trump doesn't give a damn about what America looks like 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Baked into the cake. But what about these Republicans? These so-called conservatives? People who stood by me as we fought against Russian influence and the spread of communism and fought for balance, fought for all of the, for conservative values. We were told that to be conservative was to be a guardian, to be a conservator, right? And yet you have Republicans going on national television repeating Putin talking points. And again, I'm not saying this. The 17 intel agencies have said this, and the United States Senate even got a warning from the intel agencies, Donald Trump's intel agencies, that this is propaganda that Vladimir Putin has been trying to push for the past several years. We know Donald Trump. We know with Donald
That's
Trump,
how
all roads lead to Moscow. All roads lead to Putin. We know that. History will show that. I can say that this morning, completely comfortable. Play this tape back 10 years from now. I am right, and anybody defending Donald Trump will be wrong on this point. The question is, why is the Republican Party, why are conservatives who claim to be against Russian expansionism and authoritarianism, why are they willingly repeating Russian talking points made up by an ex-KGB officer? Why, Jonathan?
These Republicans, these conservatives, have betrayed their values to defend the president.
Right.
It's not the Republican Party anymore. For most in the GOP, it's the Trump Party. And they're willing to go along with what he says. They're taking their cues from the White House. You know who agrees with you? Yeah. Vladimir Putin. He said in the last 10 days that he thinks that he's glad that the U.S. now is talking about Ukraine in the election interference and not Russian. We heard this congressman do it during the hearings when Fiona Hill spoke, when she tried to knock down these conspiracy theories, these lies. They are carrying their water. They're carrying the president's water and Vladimir Putin's water. And the president's going to keep going on with it because to this point, anyway, there have been no defections. And that's why they're playing this game with impeachment. They're not going to cooperate because they feel like they haven't lost any Republicans, and therefore he'll be able to stay in office.
These guys are amazing.
It's like the Mueller report never happened.
Unbelievable.
Give me a
unbelievable.
Break.
Let's go to the phones. Go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard.
Gentlemen, how delusional can anybody get?
Really?
I mean, this is a sick bunch. And, would somebody please remind the lady she's got a Russian name, Mika Brzezinski?
Yeah, she must be a Russian asset.
She must be a Russian asset. I mean, she's a lot closer than anybody. I mean, they are going well far beyond speculation to determination and conviction.
Uh-oh, we lost Red Top.
His Russian handlers didn't find that humorous.
He didn't like that, huh? Well, we're waiting for him to queue back up here.
This might be him. Red Top, is that you?
That's me.
What happened, big guy?
You know what? I don't know what's going on, but if I go by Highland Avenue School, my phone's going to drop. So what are they doing inside that building?
It's the Russians, buddy. It's the Russians.
It's the Russians, I'm sure. But this is obviously a new talking point today. Donald Trump is using the Russian talking point. I've heard this more than one place, and I tried to get in on NPR's On Talk this morning. they decided they were not going to let me on because I wanted to complain about how much National Public Radio has colluded with the media to say the same thing. And I said,
let me tell you, this is so orchestrated, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, that was my point to them, is that we've been going through this orchestration of media now for a good strong 3 years with everybody, and it shouldn't be happening all the time with everybody. And, of course, I'm not telling you something you don't know, but NPR didn't want to hear that, that's for sure. So.
Well, they, and let me tell you, it's all because of this IG report. Everything's going to be based on, we were just doing our job, we were investigating Russia, because Russia needed to be investigated, because they were meddling in our elections. Did we tell Trump? No, we didn't, but we weren't supposed to. They're going to come up. But that's the whole thing, because if you do Ukraine into this, that Ukraine was doing something, then that totally blows it away.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you caught Chris Wallace yesterday morning.
I did.
He was unusually combative and was drawing a conclusion that they were going too far and this is wearing people out. And this really pisses me off more than anything. Do this again while the president's out of town at a summit. They have literally done it every single time he's gone out of town to meet a foreign leader. Hold a hearing and discredit Donald Trump. It has affected our foreign policy greatly. You can't tell me China's not holding back because of the election, and same thing goes with North Korea.
I agree with you on the China part. Both of them, actually.
Yeah, because they're going, well, if this man's not going to be president, why in the hell are we going to go to all this trouble? He is going to be president again, no matter how much they diss him. And, you know, if anybody thinks Joe Biden is going to win with no malarkey on the side of his bus...
Yeah, let me tell you, it is so
big. How do the millennials feel about the word malarkey?
It's really just a bunch of poppycock.
It is so bad, Redtop, he had to put the meaning of malarkey on the back of the bus.
We should have gone with balderdash, Jill. Like, oh,
gosh. I get a big deja vu from Bob Dole running for the Republicans. He's as bad as Bob Dole.
Let me tell you something. He did not look good when he was in Sioux Falls, Iowa, kicking this bad thing, the bad boy off. He
and what about
awful.
Him biting his wife's finger?
Oh, yeah, nibbling. I didn't.
Did you see it?
Yes.
No,
I didn't see it, but that's some real malarkey right there, guys.
Here it is for you, Dan, on your screen.
Yes, we just
God. It's real. It's just the most bizarre thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. That needs to be made into a poster there.
The man is really sick. We just need to have us bumper stickers that say no malarkey. I tell you, in a way, this may sound obtuse. I think Joe Biden's going to be the nominee. I think they're dumb enough to not nominate him. How about you guys?
I don't know. I think he could have some real problems here. If he loses, and when I say loses, comes in third or fourth in New Hampshire and Iowa, even if he wins South Carolina, I think the gap will close on him in South Carolina. But then Super Tuesday's not going to look pretty for him.
No, because none of us know what the meaning of malarkey is.
There you go.
So that gives me great hope. Thank goodness the millennials have not started to understand malarkey, and hopefully they'll skip over that part of history. Thank you, guys. Dan, I know you were not speaking intelligible English by the end of the game, but I really don't even want to know the translation of what you were saying at the end of the fourth quarter. You got to admit, the boys deserve to win. So, congratulations to them. I hope they do good in the bowls. Take care, fellas. Thank you.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate you. News Channel 93.1. We got more right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The big
biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are. Remind any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. You heard Sam talking about it. Dr. Sam knows good barbecue and Boston butts. I want to go back to Morning Joe here. And he's going to be talking about the Chuck Todd and Kennedy. Now, we played the actual piece for you and segment it, but listen to how they edit this.
Which brings us to the case of Senator John Kennedy. For a second Sunday in a row, Joe, the Louisiana Republican argued that Ukraine interfered in the 2016 U.S. elections. In a contentious interview on Meet the Press yesterday, moderator Chuck Todd asked Kennedy about a Washington Post op-ed from columnist Michael Gerson, which criticized Kennedy's comments last week that Ukraine was responsible for the DNC hack.
Simply uttering this conflation on Ukraine and Russia, the inference is you're doing the president's dirty work here. Do you accept that criticism?
Well, I like Michael Gerson. I haven't met him, but I know he's a smart guy, and I read his columns now and again. I disagree with him. I think both Russia and Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election. I think it's been well documented in the Financial Times, in Politico, in The Economist, in The Washington Examiner, even on CBS.
According to the New York Times a couple weeks ago, U.S. senators were briefed after Fiona Hill's testimony that actually this entire effort to frame Ukraine for the Russian meddling of 2016, of which you just made this case that they've done it, that actually this is an effort of Russia propaganda, that this is a Russian intelligence a propaganda campaign in order to get people like you to say these things about Ukraine. Mm-hmm. They're trying to frame Ukraine. You apparently were briefed about this in the United States Senate by intelligence officials. Are you at all concerned you're doing Russian intelligence work here?
I was not briefed. Russia was very aggressive, and they're much more sophisticated. But the fact that Russia was so aggressive does not exclude the fact that President Poroshenko actively worked for Secretary Clinton. Now, if I'm wrong, and if
actively
all these journalists
worked for Secretary,
are wrong,
I mean, my goodness, wait a minute, Senator Kennedy, you now have the president of Ukraine saying he actively worked for the Democratic nominee for president. I mean, now come on. I mean, I got to put up. You realize the only other person selling this argument outside the United States is this man, Vladimir Putin. This is what he said on November 20th. Thank God nobody is accusing us anymore of interfering in U.S. elections. Now they're accusing Ukraine. Well, let them sort this out among themselves. You just accused a former president of Ukraine. You've done exactly what the Russian operation is trying to get American politicians to do. Are you at all concerned that you've been duped?
No, because just read the articles.
No, just read the article. Okay, so now this one's interesting. They have a guy from the Financial Times as a reporter on Morning Joe. Remember, one of the citations he gives is the Financial Times. Listen to how this guy answers this question.
This is a guy who went to Oxford, who's well-educated, who knows better. He knows the United States Senate was warned several months ago not to push this Russian propaganda. Again, Donald Trump's intel agency, not any sort of deep state that rose out of the ground. And yet he's blaming the Financial Times, John Kennedy. He's saying that the Financial Times actually is the one that if you just read the Financial Times, then you'll understand why the 17 U.S. intel agencies and the intel briefers that went to the Senate are wrong, that Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election. Maybe since you write for the Financial Times, you can clarify for us.
Well, first of all, you know, going to Oxford is no defense. I should remind you, Boris Johnson went to Oxford. But I've been racking my brains, as have colleagues, as to which Financial Times reporting Senator Kennedy's referring to in support of this, you know, really fanciful contention that Ukraine meddled in the 2016 elections. And I can't find it. I don't know whether he did the same with the Washington Examiner and The Economist and so forth. But it seems like he just plucked those newspaper names out of thin air, because there is
you and editors of the Financial Times can find no article that suggests that Russia and Ukraine meddled in the 2016 election.
We can find plenty that show Russia intervened in the 2016 election, but not that Ukraine did. You know, we've done a lot of reporting, as others have, on the oligarchic scene in Ukraine, which is very murky, and it's a corrupt country. But the idea that Ukraine intervened in the U.S. 2016 election specifically is not something that Senator Kennedy can point to the Financial Times as supporting. And I'm not too aware of any credible reporting on that subject. I think Fiona Hill was absolutely right when she said this is a conspiracy theory, an alternative reality that was cooked up in the Kremlin. And there's, you know, from farm to fork is now coming out of Senator Kennedy's mouth.
Okay. Well, a little Googling, such as saying the words Financial Times report on Ukraine meddling in 2016 election. He said he couldn't find anything. Well, little Danny Morris just Googled that in. First thing that pops up is Financial Times article dated August the 28th, 2016. Dateline, Kyiv. And it talks about the anti-corruption campaigner, the parliamentarian, the member of parliament, and the Black Ledger. It talks about getting that out. It talks about tweets from, and basically Mr. Manafort, who denied all this wrongdoing that was released by Ukraine, ended up having to resign from his role in campaign. That's in the article.
Yep.
And that Ukraine now has a problem because Trump has won is a later article that happens in January of 2018. I'm sorry, in January 2018. It just, this is amazing. Here's a Financial Times journalist who is acting as an asset for the Democrats, saying, no, it didn't exist. That's a, as Joe Scarborough's words, that's a lie. That's a, I looked it up. First thing that popped up. Didn't just tell me a little Google search.
Yep.
Papa B, hang on. The MO Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says it's wrong for House Democrats to hold an impeachment hearing Wednesday when he'll be in London for a NATO summit.
This is one of the most important journeys that we make as president.
President Trump there before getting on the helicopter to start his trip. The Supreme Court's heard arguments in the first gun rights law challenge it's heard in 9 years.
The justices are considering a New York City ban preventing gun owners from transporting licensed handguns outside the city to take to a shooting range, a competition, or a second home outside the city. After the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case, however, both the city and New York State changed existing legislation, effectively ending that ban. So first, the Supreme Court must decide if there's a challenge worth wading into or if the case is moot.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Chicago's police superintendent Eddie Johnson is fired. Mayor Lori Lightfoot says for ethical lapses, he was found asleep at the wheel of his SUV in October. America's listening to Fox News.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. November ended on a very warm note. December is underway with much colder air. Today, the high temperature may not make 50 degrees. I have us at 49 for the high. Mostly sunny, breezy, cold. Tonight, we're headed for the upper 20s for the overnight low. Tomorrow, still way below normal with a high of 55. We'll be in the low 30s on Tuesday night. And then recovery. Low 60s Wednesday, mid-60s Thursday. More rain Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That I'd come running to you in. Let's go to Papa B. I bet Papa B's on cloud nine from the Saturday game.
Yeah, baby. That was an awesome game.
No, really. I tell you, that was the... I was talking to some friends. That was the most intense Iron Bowl I've ever watched.
It really was. And, you know, Dan, I've been an Auburn fan all my life. Got deep family ties there. I told you my dad was a veterinarian, and we had actually relatives that have played on various teams. Had one of my relatives was the tight end with Bo Over the Top, on Bo Over the Top play.
Yep.
And, you know, just, but having lived through the Barfield years, I learned early not to really get emotionally involved in the game too much. And having been beating Sally by Saban many, many times, you know, it's really hard to try to get too exuberant. But I hope you'll allow me just a little bit of pleasure here.
Sure.
Because Malzone, say what you will about him, but the guy just has a way of getting into Saban's psyche somehow. He really has just this way about him. Saban, to me, he's just got this awesome kung fu, football kung fu about him. He's a Sun Tzu student. He knows that every battle is won or lost before even the game is played. And the amount of analysis and the detail of how to beat somebody just is off the charts when it comes to Saban. The best executive, the hardest working executive in America, that's what I would call Saban. He's just that intense about it. But somehow or other, if he doesn't have total control and get, you know, you get him off his game a little bit, it really starts getting on him. And Malzone has a way of doing that. So that
you're talking about
play,
the 1 second ruling on the punt on the field goal by Auburn.
And then the last play of the game, where, you know, he came in with this little trick play to get 12 men on the field rule. You know, I mean, it's just creative. I mean, he just has he's like the wealth of creativity on how to win somehow or other, by hook or by crook, you know. And I guess I wouldn't want to win like that ordinarily, but against Alabama, you know, you just win any way you can.
You know, one of my favorite plays that happened during the weekend was the Michigan-Ohio game, where the Michigan running back and the Ohio running back comes through, breaks the line, gets tackled, and it's literally a shoestring tackle. They untie his shoe and pull his shoe off. Sitting there for God and camera to see. The referee didn't see it, but these two Michigan players do that. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's just crazy. It gets wild this time of year, you know. But, you know, both teams played just very well. To say they were pretty evenly matched, you know, I think that's an obvious statement this year. I just hope that Malzone can get some recruiting done now to help out in the future. And if you look at Auburn's schedule next year, boy, compared to this year, it's a cakewalk. They don't have an Oregon. Don't think they got Florida. So, you know, it's pretty easy time of it compared to this year.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that Alabama must do is they must get a field goal kicker.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For the last several years, they've needed to have somebody else up there. So I bet you that's right on top of the list there, too, of what he's going to try to do, getting a field goal kicker up there.
Well, Saban,
Dan, on this.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
What I was going to say is, what is the mainstream media's big issue with the Ukraine? Why are they throwing up all this smoke and acting like all dumb and everything about it? Why are they playing stupid?
Because nobody was paying attention to that. And see, it really happened. It really happened in the 2016 campaign. But if you talk about them interfering with our election and hurting Trump, then that breaks the narrative of Russia was helping Trump. And that's you're going to hear that argument this week, is that it was Russia, because the IG report's going to come out, and they're just going to say, well, we were just doing our job because Russia was interfering in the election, and everybody knows that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. They know, they already know, that Ukraine had a hand in things, and they wanted Hillary to win and were actively, you know, trying to get Hillary to win. But they don't want to pay attention to that part of it. not whatsoever. And, you know, even so much that just a few weeks ago they were calling it a debunked conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
They would just say, oh, well, that's a debunked conspiracy.
And that's because they have to knock it down. They have to knock it down. If you notice that it's a full assault on anybody who mentions Ukraine, and Kennedy was the guy that stood up and raised his head up and did it, and they beat him to death with it because they've got to do that.
Yeah, they do have to do it. Oh, man. I guess that's part of what's going to come out here is the Ukraine connection with the Clinton campaign.
Well, that's not going to come out in the IG report, but what they're setting up for the IG report is that they're going to say, well, we were just doing our job. That's all we were doing, just doing our job. We did nothing wrong. We just did what we're supposed to do for counterintelligence because Russia was interfering in our election, and we needed to get to the bottom of it to protect the integrity of the election. Now, why didn't they tell Donald Trump? That's always a question. And the answer is, then they would have told him that. Then they would have to admit that they were spying on him and spying on
his people. Well, they were trying to set him up. They were trying to set him up as being in cahoots with Russia somehow.
Right.
You know, they were trying to milk that. You know, they knew that Russia was meddling. Okay, well, let's see if we can somehow either trick Trump or some of his operatives into being part of that and then use that. So.
Well, no, that was their narrative. Their narrative was that Russia, Trump was a Russian asset. Remember, McCabe opened up a counterintelligence after Comey was fired. But all they're doing is they're carrying over that the narrative from the 2016 campaign to the 2017 Trump is president of the United States. And so they kept doing it, and they kept doubling down. Now they're getting to the end of this puzzle, and the puzzle is about to be put together, and they're going to look at this thing and say, you did what?
Yeah. Well, I'm hopeful now that we can start getting some clarity on it, because, Lord, we sure do need to. You know, the American people deserve to know what has been going on. One of the things, Dan, is that I guess we figured out that a trick that Democrats do is they get this big old pile of taxpayer money and send their relatives and their, you know, political cohorts down to whatever country it's going to ahead of the money so that they can catch it. You know, like Hunter Biden, I think I heard that Nancy Pelosi's relative was involved in that, as was John Kerry and his son or something like that, and getting the money.
John Kerry's stepson.
Right, and receiving, you know, countries that were about to receive money from American aid. Boy, you think that might be some connections there? I think so.
Well,
I think that might be one of the ways that they've been getting a lot of money.
To Kerry's credit, he basically got out of the situation because he didn't like the way it looked.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay. Well, all right, Dan, Joey, thanks for taking my call, as always.
You have a great day. Let's go to Happy Yankee. Happy Yankee, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I hope you and Joey and your families had a great Thanksgiving.
Except for the game, it was really good.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, it is what it is. But, hey, look, Joey, put your finger on the button just in case.
Okay.
So, I thought the exchange between Kennedy and Todd was, I think Kennedy did a miraculous job.
He did.
In fact, to the point to where
he pissed Todd up.
Chuck Todd was stammering, stuttering. It took him completely off his game plan, and he looked stupid. And you know, it's hard to say that to a guy like that, but he looked really, really bad. But I think December 9th is going to hit, and my understanding is going to be a pretty damning report. And I really think December 10th and 11th are going to be the bigger days because and, you know, I've said it before, I'm apolitical. But I think that they have been on offense for the last two and a half years, and they are going to have to get on defense now. And, you know, I just hope that everything works out the way it should work out, I think. But, you know, it's just, it befuddles me that people are still listening. I mean, intelligent people, you know, that, I mean, educated people are falling into this narrative, and I just don't understand it. And maybe you can help me there, but, you know, you're not a stupid guy, I'm not a stupid guy, and this doctor, this lawyer, this, you know, from all over the country, that they can't be that stupid. And I just don't know what to think about that.
Well, you got to remember, it's part of an operation. It's basically a deceptive, you know, when you're in the intelligence world, what you're trying to do is deceive people. So they're trying to throw them off. Get ready that when the IG report comes out, you're going to hear terms like it's a big nothing burger. You're going to hear that they were just doing their job and doing what we expect of FBI agents and people like that. And they did nothing technically wrong. They only did what they're supposed to do. That's going to be their narrative. That's their, because Russia's an enemy, and we're trying to protect ourselves from Russia. And forget this Ukraine stuff.
And also, do you think they'll claim the Horowitz report is the final word on this? Anything William Barr and John Durham come up with, even though William Barr has been given, say, access to get rid of classified, you know, classified.
Anything else is just a fishing expedition.
Yeah, they're just doing the bidding of the president at that point. Yep.
Yeah, I agree completely, but I'm just wondering what the referrals are going to be to the DOJ out of the Horowitz report. That's going to be important. What's going to be referred to the DOJ for prosecution or further investigation? Then you will determine and you will see the broader picture of everything.
Well, the fact that Lisa Page today said that it's not fathomable that she did any crime says to me that she is going to be charged a crime.
Oh, yeah, of course. And as I told you, she's probably got a target letter saying you better tell it or you're going. And I think that she's been cooperating from the beginning, as I really believe Baker's been cooperating too, just from the mannerisms and the communication that he's had. If you notice, he's been pretty damn quiet. He hasn't said too much here lately.
Who, Peter Strzok?
No, Baker.
Oh, James Baker, yeah.
I mean, he's been pretty quiet. He really hasn't said too much that I've been reading. And that leads me to believe that Baker is also on Team USA. You know, which I don't know if you picked up on that, but I really do believe he's on Team USA and he's cooperating also. And he's trying to, he's intentionally not speaking about too much that I've seen. Have you seen him talk a lot?
Jim Baker? No. Jim Baker's now on CNN, believe it or not. And I did see him a couple of weeks ago on CNN.
Oh, I know. But he's really been on, he's really been in the background on things as far as providing opinions. And, I mean, from what I see, because I don't watch CNN. That's the Clinton News Network.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and I don't get it. But, hey, listen, I'm out. Y'all have a good weekend or rest of the week, and I hope you guys have a good holiday and everything else. But, yeah, I'm waiting for December 9th.
There you go. Am. 1 week from today. Happy Yankee. Thanks for the telephone call.
Hey, be safe, man. Bye-bye.
You too. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this. In the air.
Carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You don't care for me. I don't care about that.
Stand next to your fire. 272-9228. Diane, last chance. You need to give me a call. You're the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Yeah, listen here, baby. Now, this last clip of Morning Joe is how I came up with coining a Democrat asset acting like a reporter. Listen to this.
How striking is it for you, Ed Luce, to watch a United States senator actually parrot Putin's talking points and doing exactly what the intel community warned him and warned other senators against doing? What does that say about where we are on Monday of the week that we are moving forward on the impeachment of the American president? That this is the Republicans' best defense.
I have to say it's profoundly dispiriting in a sort of geopolitical sense that not just, you know, a senator, but an entire party for the most part that controls one half of Congress plus the White House is parroting a complete moon-barking conspiracy theory about the 2016 election. That's very alarming. But on another level, unsurprising, because as Jonathan and you were pointing out, an impeachment process where there are very, very few defenses of the president's actions. We began with that partial transcript, and from then on, which was pretty much clear in terms of the quid pro quo implicitly on offer there. And from then on, we've had, you know, 17 or so witnesses just bolstering the view that that was a quid pro quo. So what is it that they can attack? They can attack the process, which they're trying to do by refusing to cooperate. And they can just try and throw enough dust in our eyes so that we get confused and think, oh, Russia, Ukraine, you know, well, they're all pretty much the same, and, you know, each side's as bad as each other. And, you know, it seems to be working with their base. And that's why I don't think at the moment people are predicting there's going to be any Republican defections when it comes to the Senate trial.
That cut right there tells you everything you need to know. That was nothing but talking points. And it's what we're going to hear the rest of this week. And it's setting up for next week.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. They're intelligence people in the disinformation business. And they're going to spin this thing where they were just doing their job. They're trying to throw up dust. They're trying to make it confusing between Russia and Ukraine. It's only Russia. And they need to get the Republicans really need to step on this thing, and I think Nadler is going to mess up here. I think Nadler is going to get into this hearing, and they're going to be talking to folks, and they're going to ask
the Ukraine questions, and they're going to throw the articles out there.
And also remember, Senator Kennedy, folks, is on, I know Dan knows this, but Senator Kennedy is on the Judiciary Committee in the Senate. They'll be the ones headed by Lindsey Graham, who actually interview Horowitz next week. I don't believe Senator Kennedy would be sticking his neck out and going toe-to-toe with Chuck Todd if Senator Kennedy, say, hadn't been talking to Senator Graham. I think that next week, the report drops a week from today, and then on Wednesday of next week, I guess, yeah, we'll have one hearing this Wednesday, the impeachment hearing with Jerry Nadler, and then we'll have the Horowitz hearing at the Senate Judiciary, and we'll see. I have a feeling this isn't just going to be, you know, business as usual. I think Senator Graham, in particular, knows a lot more than, say, the general public.
It's going to be interesting to see what their timetable is, because I think it's been kind of short-circuited here. If they want to get this done before Christmas, but they have to get the IG report out, and they've got to knock the IG report down. And I don't think they're going to be successful with that. And then Jerry Nadler's got to hold his stuff. I think he's going to look the fool. And I think Doug Collins and others are going to ask those tough questions. Jim Jordan, Doug Collins, and is going to put these constitutional guys in a bind, but they're also going to put these witnesses. I think they may get to a point where they might not even call any witnesses. They may just take the report in the blind and accept it and then end up voting on it as fast as possible. That's kind of the way I think it's going down. But folks, you get ready. It's about to... Is that the winner?
Indeed it is.
Diane!
Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Where were you on Friday? You're supposed to be listening.
I was at Sweet Creek getting me a Boston butt.
Wow. See?
That's a good excuse.
That's a good excuse. Okay, you get it. So how was the Boston butt?
It's awesome. We've still got so much left.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to make camp stew.
You're going to munch on that for a while. I tell you, Reed taught me something. Take parts of it and put it in a Ziploc freezer bag, and it put a little bit of barbecue sauce in there and freeze it, and then when you heat it up, it will be yummy. That Boston butt tastes better later than it does on the day that you get it, and it's right. Damn good on the day that you get it.
It is.
So did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, I did. We had a good time with our grandchildren and our family. It was wonderful for everybody to be together.
Well, I am going to send Reed your information.
Okay.
And then you can head back down there and pick up your gift certificate and then go shopping there again. And find Reed and tell him how much you enjoyed the Boston butt.
Okay.
Did you get anything else?
No, I just got the Boston butt, but I saw a lot of stuff I wanted.
Well, here's your shot.
Yeah, it is. Thank you so much.
Diane, congratulations, my dear. I want you to have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Take care.